May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I must confess that I am slightly in awe of those, including some of you, who were involved in the life of St. Peter's before the fire, which nearly destroyed it entirely, and who helped with both the decision to rebuild it and with the years of intense work which followed once that decision had been made. For those of us who were not part of that heroic effort, it's hard to imagine quite how daunting it must have been and how relentless it must have felt to raise money month after month and year after year until this work was done. Until the congregation was able to move out of what was called then the little church, which is the room just across there, now called the meeting room, which was used for worship for 3.5 years, and when people were able to take possession once again of this church. Today, on the rededication festival of St. Peter's, we thank God for the gift of this church, but we remember that it didn't rebuild itself. And we celebrate the care, the time, the money, the dedication of the many people who enabled the reconstruction and rededication of the building which we use so very gratefully in 2016. The work and dedication of Father Desmond in that period was certainly heroic, and we will be ever thankful to him for his vision and for his determination, without which it probably would not have been possible. Some of you also were very much part of that work in different ways, and you know and remember many others who made great contributions too. Today, I would like us all to say thank you to all those people whose contributions, whose vision, and whose courage and determination enabled it to happen. If you look around and see how this church is used today, at what happened in the hall last night when nearly 100 people were here enjoying our wonderful curry night and raising money for charity, and what happened in the service before this one with so many families and children here, as well as the beauty of this worship which we offer, then that puts into perspective all that we have to be thankful for. In the Law of Moses, there are 5 kinds of offerings: burnt offerings, grain offerings, peace offerings, sin offerings, and trespass offerings. In addition to these, the phrase free will offering is used about gifts of money or valuable items which are offered for the worship of God. And in the half dozen places where we find these words used, it relates to the building of the temple or the support of Israel's worship of God. A Jewish encyclopedia describes this as gifts presented out of the benevolence or religious impulse of the heart of the giver, and not in fulfillment of any obligation or promise or vow. The phrase is used first about the generous giving for the tabernacle set up by the Israelites in the wilderness, and then here at the end of the life of King David, towards the building of the first temple by his son Solomon. Later, also, it was used for the support of the temple service under King Hezekiah, and then also for the building of the second temple in Jerusalem after the Jews returned from exile in Babylon and Persia. I'm very much struck by the words from the first book of Chronicles, which we've heard today, which describe how the people gave gold and silver and bronze and iron for the building of the temple, which was to take place not in David's lifetime, but after his death, once Solomon had come to the throne. The people rejoiced to be able to give freely from their wealth, and King David rejoiced too, and blessed God, who he rightly declared to be the source and the giver, and the origin of all things, the giver of every gift, the source of every power, and of every authority on earth. David declared that it is God who gives riches and honour. We do not earn them, still less deserve them. They are a blessing from God, whether we have a lot or a little. He used a phrase which is familiar to us from our Eucharistic prayer. Yours, Lord, are the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and on the earth is yours. These are timeless words of enormous importance to us. Riches and honour are not our own, not of our making, but they are a gift from God. And then King David uses a phrase which we hear also in our Eucharist at the offertory. All things come from you, and of your own do we give you, which expresses the unchanging essence of our relationship with God as recipients of his goodness and love. The Israelites, who had so recently been strangers and aliens, had a deep sense of God's goodness in giving to them the wealth and the riches of the land into which they'd come. They knew that they had not earned it, but had been the fortunate beneficiaries of a time of plenty and of the wealth which others had laboured for before them. They recognised that it was what we might today call a windfall for them. And so, to the God who gave and provided in abundance, they gave back from the abundance of their hearts. This insight that we are the recipients of great gifts rather than the powerful creators of wealth and the controllers of power seemed to be quickly lost on us human beings. And it would be good to hear it expressed more often today. As human beings, we can forget that God is the giver and that we are like the grass of the field, here today but gone tomorrow, and that power and wealth which we thought to be so permanent and so much our own quickly passes while the earth covers over where we used to be. Perhaps today in Britain, those who have come here from other lands seeking safety or freedom or a better quality of life have a better appreciation that all that we have is truly a gift of God. For those of us who, like me, have grown up with material and political security at least, with opportunity and with education, it's easy to take for granted all that we have and to claim it as somehow our own. As Christians, it is important to remember that we are not the owners or the originators of wealth, but only the caretakers, the guardians of something entrusted to us to use for good. We are all aliens and strangers originally, cut off from God, but we have been welcomed into God's life and made his children by faith in Jesus Christ, his beloved Son, whom he gave for us. By God's gift, and not by our own work, we are made the inheritors of eternal life, and by his grace, we are built into a living temple to his glory. And so I applaud those who gave so generously in the past to enable this place of such beauty and such importance to the kingdom of God to be rebuilt and rededicated to God's service. And we continue to give thanks for all those who contribute so richly to its life today. To you and to them was granted an awareness of just how joyful a thing it is to work for God and to give back to God from his abundant gifts. I know that that awareness has not left you, and that the blessing which flows from it has not left you either, nor will it. It seems that in this country we are ever concerned about bricks and mortar, about owning property, and we see that as a very valuable security. Perhaps it is. It seems to be something of an English obsession at any rate. Perhaps more people should be concerned for the bricks and mortar, not of houses and of homes, but of our churches, the places where God is worshipped, and about the future of faith in our secularising country, which the continued presence of sacred places alone can ensure. In spiritual places, like this holy space, people are moved by God's presence, in beautiful music, in words replete with meaning and with memory, in gentle and sincere welcome, in silence and in stillness, in the tenderness of self-forgetting love. In places like this, people turn their hearts to God and pledge themselves to God's service. Here, people become whole once again. Here, they are healed. Here, they are saved. Here, the Word of God is planted in our hearts and in the hearts of so many others, watered and fed, so that our lives may flourish and bear the fruit of righteousness, fruit of peace, fruit of service, fruit that will last, a heritage from the Lord. Amen.